This episode is sponsored by Scotch Porter. As colder weather approaches, Scotch Porter is essential for all the bearded men out there trying to keep a healthy beard. Scotch Porter is for the modern day man who wants to look his best at all times. Your first impression is your last impression. You can catch me rocking some distressed denim, a cashmere sweater, and a leather biker jacket, but I always make sure my beard is on point too. So go to scotchporter.com and use the code SIPODCAST to get 10% off your combs, conditioners, balms, and more. Buy black. Buy Scotch Porter.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sophisticated Ignorance. I am Naima Simone.
And I am Steven, and this week we're going to be talking about all things black.
Because it's Black History Month.
Yes, this is true.
Okay.
So this is going to be our, like, black empowerment episode.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Why you said that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yo. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need to just, like, take everything in and be like, you know what? We're fucking amazing.
Okay, so I was talking to one of the girls at work, and they never saw the Nate Parker Birth of a Nation movie.
Mm-hmm.
What they saw the original one, and I've never saw the original one, but I've heard about how, like, completely horrible that movie is.
Uh-huh.
So I was explaining to her who Nat Turner was, because, you know, They're Dominican, so they really don't, you know, know certain
things.
They don't
know about, yeah.
And I was explaining to her a part in the movie when the slave master was forcing the slave to eat, and he, like, banged his teeth out with, like, a nail and a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stuck this, like, funnel in his mouth to make him eat because he wasn't eating, because he wanted to starve himself so he can die.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, Nat was standing there, because he was a preacher. He was standing there, he was watching, it was like he was fighting back tears, like, I'm supposed to come to this plantation and, you know, preach, quote unquote, to these slaves about obeying their masters. And I myself, I'm still a slave, and I have to stand here and I have to watch them mistreat them, and I can't say anything about it because it's for the well-being of his plantation, the one that he was on with his master.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was just completely crazy. That part, I, like, covered my ears and, like, my eyes, and I was just like, I can't. But that movie's really dope, and if you haven't seen Birth of a Nation, you should.
I haven't seen either one.
I know it was a lot of controversy around it. You know, allegedly Nate Parker. Well, he was tried for rape, but he was acquitted of the charges because the girl, they found that the girl lied. It's pretty much consensual between him and his friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of, like, ran a train on her, but she said they raped him. You know, usual, you know, Emmett Till.
Speaking of that,
situations.
Like, dudes out here running trains, like, that's
every day
shaky.
It happens all the time. I heard about it.
It's still shaky. Like,
you
got your dick hard in front of another man. There's only one female in the room. One.
I mean, it's the same thing when you have, like, a threesome, right? Well, I'm not saying you in particular, but
shit is just weird, bro.
I get it, because I don't understand how certain women want to have a threesome with two men. Like, at some point, it's just too much. Mentally.
Physically.
Oh, my gosh.
But before we get into everything, I think, like, the biggest news this week was everybody's queen, everybody's mother.
Shout out to the Beehive.
Beyonce announcing that she having twins. She having twins.
Yeah, I think everyone was excited mainly because, you know, they're like Beyonce. It's like, I guess it's like kind of like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone else is Michael Jackson growing up would probably be some other people. Beyonce would be their Michael Jackson is what I'm trying to say.
I think for our generation, I think we're like, it's hard to describe it. I think it's like for us, they're like family, but at the same time, they're not.
Yeah.
Because we basically, like, grew up with them to a certain extent. Like, when Jay-Z officially became Jay-Z, he was, like, 26. We was, like, what, 9 years old? 9, 10 years old?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so as we've grown up and seen, like, you know, the quote-unquote coolest rapper, smoothest rapper, best rapper ever, to now see him in this different stage in his life where he's, like, a 40-plus-year-old man. Now he's a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a father. And now he's about to be a father two times over. So it's like, it's different. So it's like, it,
We're like almost proud. Like I remember, like I think it was last year. I think it was either Halloween or Beyonce's birthday, and they had like a 70s themed like party, and you saw both of them like dancing on like a disco line or whatever.
Yeah, it was Beyonce's birthday.
Yeah, it was Beyonce's birthday, and they was like dancing. And Hov had like the big puffy afro.
It was like
afro.
The cutest thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, it was like for a long time it was like the coolest, smoothest dude ever in Brooklyn, and now he's like regular Joe Schmo.
Right.
So it's like, you can't be nothing but happy for them, to be honest.
Anybody who isn't, like, I get if you're not a fan, but I get irritated when I see people who just want to go against something because everybody else is excited about it and they just want to throw salt on it.
That's because like, they're just unhappy altogether.
Those people get on my nerve because the first thing I want to say is, oh, you're excited about Beyonce's pregnancy, but you don't support your friends. Maybe that is true, but I don't say anything. Listen, but I don't say anything when you're laid up and your thin ass Conway tank top sipping your Hennessy and your marijuana on Instagram. I don't say nothing to you about that.
Hey.
So let everybody be excited
There's
about Beyonce.
There's nothing wrong with Hennessy.
It's nothing. No, it's nothing wrong with Hennessy at all. But I'm like, you can't be mad because someone's excited about a pregnancy and you're over here doing mad ratchet ignorant
you
shit.
You're mad at people for caring.
Like,
and it's like, if you don't care that much, then don't say shit.
Right, just shut up.
Because I didn't personally say anything. I didn't throw up no posts.
Me either. I was like oh my God, that's so cute. She looks so cute on her picture. Oh my God, that's amazing.
And that's another thing. It's like, that's another dope part about her is like, she don't just announce the shit. Like, she calculated with it. Like, she takes maternity shots. She took shots with Blue. It was like, yo, it's a genuine, loving moment. So it's like, you gotta appreciate stuff like that.
People are just, I don't know, like you said, they're just unhappy, miserable.
Yeah, people ain't shit.
Can't I ever remember our vice president's name? I know his last name is Pence.
Mike.
All right, but I always think his name is Ted. Yo, I'm such an idiot sometimes. I don't know.
You don't look like a Ted. He looks like a racist, but not a Ted.
What?
Just saying.
But, it was this big hoopla because everyone, that was the first day of Black History Month, everyone, you know, talking about, you know, black people, the famous ones, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And he paid tribute to Abraham Lincoln for freeing the slaves. And everyone was like, really? Really?
Well, you can't be surprised. Like, look what that whole administration is about.
Right. It was just like, damn, you're just really disrespect. Like, if you ever needed more proof, boom. And then allegedly they're changing it from Black History Month to African American History Month. That's what he wants to do?
I guess.
Allegedly. Can he even do that? I don't think so.
Does it really matter at the end of the day?
No, it don't. But
yeah, it's like, you got to know your own, your people's facts and the history behind them and make sure you are at least spreading that knowledge to anybody and everybody willing to listen. So you shouldn't be looking at them for anything, to be honest.
I don't think anyone is looking at them for anything, and I'm personally not. I'm just saying, like, this was...
No, I'm just saying, it's like, even his comment is, like, just giving it attention itself
is
just,
I was like, huh?
Pointless.
Like, I was just like, wait, what? I don't know. It was just weird. Like, at first I thought he made a mistake, like he didn't know what he was talking about.
Mistakes.
I'm like, did he say it wrong?
Nope.
He meant it exactly the way he said it. So,
yep.
There's that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, this episode is about all things black, all black, everything. So we're going to talk about what, Steven?
I guess we could start with where it all started from, back in Africa. It's like, for a lot of people that, like, I guess you could say they self-hate themselves, or they don't like black people, or they like to classify, like, there's two forms of black people, as blacks and niggas and dumb shit like that. It's like, if you look back on it, where we started from Africa is, like, we were all part of royalty in some sort of facet. Like, we were... And if you want to trace back to your lineage, you may find out that you may have your ancestors were kings and queens and things of that nature. So it's like, at the end of the day, regardless of what conditions that we live in and, you know, what circumstances that are put upon us, it's like, you got to at least value yourself and value your kind.
Which is why I never miss an opportunity to at least... explain to people what it means to be, for me especially, a black woman. Because when I am in different, like, groups of friends, sometimes they really don't understand it. we actually, you know, we joke a lot or whatever, and we were having a conversation, and someone said, yeah, well, when we go back, we all going to be on the same boat. And I said, yeah, but we're going to different places. Mm-hmm. And so this other coworker was like, yeah, but isn't that how we got here? I'm like, well, what do you mean? She said, we got here eventually, but we all, you know, were dropped off at different places. I said, yeah, but our origin was from Africa. When we go back, everyone's not going back to Africa because, quote unquote, that's not their home. That's not what, you know what I'm saying, they're familiar mm-hmm. with. So you're going to go back to Colombia or DR or wherever you're from. That's where you're going to go back from. So it's not kind of the same thing. And I said, me, I'm Black American. My family's from the South, and they're Puerto Rican and they're Native American. So I kind of said, like, if I was, quote unquote, to get on that boat to go back, where would I be going to?
Everywhere.
I guess I'll just take a trip. Couple of stamps on my passport if they let me keep it, but it's just like, I'm from here. Mm-hmm. I'm American. I'm from America. I don't have another home to go to. Like, if you're, you know, if you're Haitian or if you're Jamaican, y'all can go back to those places. Like, I literally have to find out where I'm from and then pick a place. I feel like that's the difference. And I think that's the point that she missed when she said, well, isn't that how we got here? It's like, yeah, but when we go back, we're still going to get dropped off at different places because not everyone is comfortable with where they originated from. We have conversations with certain people. I remember in high school, people would be like, yeah, I'm Jamaican, but I'm not Black. And I used to be like, what the fuck?
It's the same shit.
I used to be like, wait, what? But, you know, you have people who,
yeah,
who feel that way.
Yeah, because they're ignorant. They don't do no research. They don't educate themselves to really find out who they really are. They just, that's the problem, is that a lot of people, I'm not even going to say it's a lot of people. I think it's a more of an American thing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody wants to be in a specific class. And yeah, everybody wants to show how different they are than everybody else. Which makes no sense because we're all from the same, we all coming through the same sort of situations. It's just whether it's a different language, different types of food, different traditions. But if you really do the research, they're all derived from the same place. So it's just people that's just being ignorant when it comes to shit like that.
How do you feel, I guess I can say, the disconnect between Black men and Black women? Because there is one.
Yeah, there is one. There definitely is one. The problem is that, like, I think it's more on the Black men that need to play their part about when it comes to that. Like, you have, I think Black women have been very, well, Malcolm X said the most disrespected person in the world is a Black woman. And I would agree with that 110%. Like, Black women have been supportive of us through every generation, through everything that we go through. And to be honest, Black men do not play their part when it comes to reciprocating that same sort of energy and same sort of love and affection for Black women. You may get some, but it's not an overall consensus the same way it is for, like, black women supporting Black men. I don't know why that started. I don't know when it started, but it's really, like, lopsided.
It's disheartening a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's really lopsided and disheartening. Like, dudes will make a fucking effort to show how much they dislike Black women. Even if it's, like, subconsciously, like, they just think it's a joke.
Uh-huh.
Or they just doing the shit for likes and retweets and shit like that. But then you don't realize, like, you really trying to strip everything that makes who she is. Mm-hmm. And it's a slap to the face.
And I think that's why a lot of Black women in general bleach their skin too, especially African women. I never really understood why African women bleach their skin, but mainly it could be because where they're from, lighter is taught to be better.
Yeah, because I can see that. The same thing with people that come from the Caribbean that do the same shit. I have a cousin of mine. He's darker than me.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Haiti, raised in Haiti, came to the States like I'll probably say like almost 10 years ago. And it isn't until now that I realized, like, I won't say self-hate, but mm-hmm. subconsciously, he's taught that, like, anything lighter is better. Because, like, I remember when there was a point in time, like, he was growing up with me in my parents' house. And, like, his favorite rapper, period, was, like, Eminem. And that always threw me off because it's like, I don't see how you relate to Eminem. Like, I could get it if you, like, you respect him as a rapper and things of that nature, but it was like, there's no connect there. Like, Eminem doesn't really speak for our demographic.
Yeah.
And then, as he's gotten older, like, he's never dated a black woman. He's always dated, like, Filipino or Asian or Hispanic. He's never dated black women. And, like, I think subconsciously, especially coming from, like, a third world country, where it's, like, everything, you already are born in poverty. So anytime you see anything of wealth, even if it's, like, the lowest of means,
they usually
are lighter people that have it, or you usually see white tourists who have it, or the areas that actually are, like, developed while they live in, like, rubble is usually the areas that the white people would stay at. So subconsciously, to them, it's like, okay, if I become lighter, then, you know,
I'll have more.
I'll have more, and I'm more respected. So I think that's why they do shit like that.
For a long time, a lot of my Haitian male friends only dated light-skinned women or, like, Spanish girls. So I always thought that most Haitian men only like light-skinned girls or Spanish or, you know, white girls.
It's a subconscious thing.
Yeah, for a very long, because that's all I saw. Even in school, like, the girls that they liked or the ones that, you know, they talked most about, the ones that they seemed to be more attracted to fit that criteria, it was very rarely, if anything, like, black.
Yeah, definitely, it's definitely like a subconscious learned behavior sort of thing.
And then you have, oh, I'm sorry, cut you off, go ahead.
Yeah, because you, like, I've overheard conversations of, like, my family members talk about people from back home, and they'll always refer to, like, the skin tone, or they'll always refer to, like, the texture of their hair. And, you know, they always reference that, like, oh, she was always pretty when she was young because she was lighter skin, or she was pretty because of the texture of her hair and shit like that. So it's a subconscious, like, learned behavior thing.
I know. And then you have black women who, I guess I could say, no, I'm not one of them. You have black women who strategically don't date black men for all those reasons, too. Because they feel like they're not as appealing. So they just don't date them at all. I was watching Iyanla, one of her shows, and the women were talking about why they just didn't like black men, why they couldn't stand them, and why they pretty much weren't shit. And all their experiences came from black men talking shit about them because they were black women, or you're not good enough, or you're too dark, or your hair's nappy, and, you know, stuff like that. So they kept it in their head, like, I'm just not going to date a black man anyway because he don't appreciate me.
I could see that happening. And, I mean, to a certain aspect, it makes sense. And then, unfortunately, when you have, like, social media with people constantly blasting, like, all the shitty things that happen in their relationships, if you keep seeing that over and over, and it just happens to be, you know, the same group of people that keep doing it, you gotta just tell yourself, like, why waste my time?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even just happen with black men. There's a lot of bashing of Hispanic men that I see online as well.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks will say they don't date Hispanic dudes, they only date black men because Hispanic dudes are, quote unquote, very sensitive or mama's boys, or they're crazy and possessive and shit like that. So I could definitely see that happening.
For me, I think I spoke about it before. When I was growing up, and up until I was probably like 25 years old, I never really dated black men or black boys, I should say. I just didn't. And it wasn't because I wasn't attracted to them. I just felt like they weren't attracted to me. So I wouldn't really take them seriously if they seemed to be interested in me. Because, like, for so long, you have these men who just don't want to talk to you. They don't think you're pretty. You know, whatever the case may be. Or they just don't want to take you seriously. You're going to stop putting your energy in that area. So I was just like, whatever. You know, in any serious relationship I ever had, it was always with a guy who was Latino. Or, you know, I dated a white guy before. But, yeah.
That's a new one.
Back in college, in undergrad.
Actually, I think you told me the story.
Yeah, in undergrad, I dated a white guy or whatever. But as I got older.
Shout out to Bobby.
Bobby? Oh my gosh, he was Italian.
Oh, well, Eddie Murphy said Italians are just like black people.
And right, he did say that. So maybe I sort of kind of did date a black guy. But now that I'm older, I guess I date more black men. I definitely do date more black men. I feel a little bit more comfortable with them now than I did before. To an extent, I do. I always appreciated them. I always loved them. It just wasn't reciprocated for a long time.
Gotcha.
That's all it was. Yeah. So I get why, you know, some women now are just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to get me, like you said, a Bobby or some shit.
Yeah, because like I said, like, you see the shit all the time on social media of them, like, black dudes cheating or flying chicks out and then leaving them stranded and dumb shit like that. Or then you have fucking Maury where dude be doing backflips when he find out the kid ain't his and all this extra
Mad.
Shit.
So it's like, they turn into fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's like, and then, like, the shit will fuck with your head. Like, I remember one time, I remember I was overhearing, like, there was, like, a neighbor in my building, mm-hmm. and she was new to the country or whatever. She went to the city for, like, to just tour, and then she came back home, and I saw her in the hallway, and I was like, oh, how was your trip into the city, whatnot? You know, she went to go see the sights, and then she was like, she's Asian, so she asked the Asian dude, you know, how are things in America? Because she was thinking about living here permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Asian dude was like, well, you know, this, that, and the third. And then with black men, it's like, with black people, they have kids out of wedlock. They have kids early. And then the black man don't stay home. He ends up leaving.
Ooh.
So it's like, you have all this negative shit that's constantly being put out. Like, for anybody, if you start to if people keep repeating the same shit, you better start believing it. Like, okay, this is what they do.
Right. So. And it makes sense. It does. It's just unfortunate that we don't see, like, the positive parts. Which is why we have Black History Month. So we can talk about all the positive and dope shit that we do.
Yeah, and then for the most important thing when it comes to that, is like, you don't have to just regulate it to a month. Like,
right.
We could talk
about it every day.
Yeah, we could talk about these things every day, every week. There's a bunch of shit that happens on the regular, but people don't talk about it because people like negativity. They mm-hmm. like all the shit that's gonna make them laugh, or, oh, look what this fucked up shit that just happened that makes me feel better about where I'm at because I'm not as fucked up as this person.
I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah, people do shit like that all the time.
I like to talk about it because I think we're at a turning point in our lives and this generation and this country to where we need to talk about it more. With everything that has been going on over the past 2, maybe 3 years, I feel like now people are starting to somewhat, even black people, somewhat want to know more about their history.
Yeah, because I think it's out of necessity right now.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully it's been kind of quiet the past, I would say, 6 months or so. But there was like a good string for like a good year or two where they was just killing us off one by one unjustly. So I think collectively as a group of people, we've like, all right, we really got to start banding together. And not only just trying to fix, in order to fix the present and the future, you got to know about the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people have been making an effort to like find out as much positive, impactful information as possible, so that way we could spread this sort of information out to everybody.
And more so, let's go back to what we were talking about before. How do you think we as individuals can help support each other more, like uplift each other?
Well, I'm always on social media randomly checking stuff, and I remember I saw like two different sorts of posts in reference to like black men and black women. And I remember one of them was like one of them was called like 21 things black men don't hear often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the first one was like, I love you. Like, I think as black men we have this like thing where we don't like to express ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not only to women but to our fellow man. So it's like
your bros.
Yeah, like your bros. Like okay, the bro thing kind of has like a negative connotation nowadays to a certain extent.
Okay.
Yeah, because well, now you got like that? The bros and the sis, and then sometimes they be smashing. That's not really the bro.
Oh my god, I didn't even take it that way when I said bro. I really meant like your
but
homie.
Even though like that's where it originally came from. Like, you're my brother, that's my bro. But nowadays it's like that's just the bro and the sis. When
because they fucking dirty. We're not talking about y'all right now. We not talking about y'all smashing the homie ass, wanting to come through with your Uggs on, your fucking leggings having on ass.
With the pink hoodie.
With the fucking pink hoodie having wearing ass. We not talking about you. We not talking about your dirty niggas with the do-rag with the flap shit in the back. We not talking about you.
Wait, they still do that?
Yes, I saw a guy the other day and I'm like, yo, where did you even get this from?
Was it two-tone?
Yes, it was two-tone. I was getting ready to say that just now. And the shit was two-tone. So not only did you come outside with the fucking Aladdin shit, you had the nerve to have it be two. I'm tight, whatever.
Did it match his jeans, though?
It didn't match nothing because his jeans was mad big. Like, he got it from 1996. I was like, get out of here, my guy. Get out of here.
Damn. We still love you, bro. It's all right. We still love you, bro.
No, we don't. Right now, yes. We're talking about a bromance situation.
But yeah, like, I think black men need to, like, be more supportive of one another. Like, I think there's a lot of hate that goes on. Like, you see another dude, like, being successful, and it's like, nah, yo. Like, I think that's why, like, I've personally never been to D.C., but I think D.C. is, like, how can I say this? I think it's like a premium of like quality black individuals because they all go to the historic black colleges in the area. They all live together. So it's like they're all educated.
Yeah.
And they value one another to a certain extent.
Yeah, to an extent. I think it's...
And then you got a lot of them go to the same frat or the same sorority. Yeah. So they know about unity and hard work.
They know about unity, they know about hard work, and they're very educated and they're well spoken and all the other great stuff. But they're still really big assholes because those would be the black people you get around who will kind of turn your nose up.
Yeah, that's
you.
What I said to a certain extent. Yeah, to a certain extent.
So it sometimes that bothers me too.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
You know, a little.
Yeah, because they feel as though you're not fully embracing how black you are. So yeah. You ain't the same as them.
Yeah, and it's like, and they pretty much base it off of what
social
you have.
Class.
Yeah, social it's social class, exactly what it is, because I know right outside of D.C. and Maryland, it's a lot of mixed people.
Yeah, it's a lot of mixed people, and a lot of poverty within the D.C. Maryland area, too.
Yeah, so outside of it, it's a lot of interracial couples and interracial, you know, children and stuff like that, and they kind of just... I was watching a TV show and this one girl was like, she said she's not black. She's not black. She likes to be Jewish. She wants to call herself Jewish. But you look at her, you see she's black, but because her father is Jewish and her mom is black and she's really, really fair, she rather say she's Jewish. I get it. Identify with whatever you want to.
Yeah, it all depends on how you're
identify.
Raised.
Yeah.
Because you could say the same thing about Drake, like, oh, how Drake trying to act black when he's really Jewish. He wasn't raised like that.
Yeah.
He was, even though he spent most of his time with his mother, obviously when he spent his time with his father down in the South, he was more influenced by that.
Yeah.
So it all depends on how you're raised and what you align yourself to.
And yeah, I was just kind of turned off by it. Not because she tried to belittle, you know, her black side, but because she was like offended by it, like... What do you mean? I was like, well, okay. Change channel. Not tonight. I'm trying to have a good night tonight.
And then the second one was like, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to commit to getting better. And that's in, like, another thing with, I think, black men is that we are always striving to be better and feel as though, like, okay, I have to have everything. Right. I have to have a car. I have to have my own place. I have to be making enough money. I have to be working somewhere where I wear a suit every day. I have to talk a certain way. I have to look a certain way. And you can want all those things, but that doesn't make you less of an individual if you don't have all of that.
Yeah, and if you do, it doesn't make you more of a man.
Yeah,
either.
Same
yeah.
way. Yeah.
That bothers me a lot.
I think
when I come across men who feel that way about themselves. That shit irks my spirit. And I don't know why. It's like, I don't understand why you feel like you need all of these things in order to feel as if you're a quote unquote real man.
Cause I think we as men do Dave Chappelle said this in a skit one time. He was like, if a dude could fuck a girl in a cardboard box, he would just have a cardboard box. But for some females, they need the nice car, they need the nice house. So dudes are going to do any and everything possible to obtain those things in order to get a female's attention. So a lot of times it's like, he's not even doing that, all of that shit just to make himself happy. He's doing all of that
to
attract women. So sometimes when, if you're so caught up in that, which I think a lot of men are, they just don't know it. If you're so caught up in that, you're going to always feel unhappy and have maybe have low self-esteem with yourself because you're not even content with what you've been able to obtain as an individual thus far, because you always feel as though you always missing something. So I think dudes need to realize, like, you're good. You could keep getting more, but you're good.
Yeah. And a lot of women that end up attracting don't really offer much.
Yeah.
Or they don't fit them. Like, it fits the list.
Yeah. Or they'll be the ones that just accept what it is that he has, but then constantly nagging him about the shit he don't have.
Yeah, because they're unhappy too. Out. Like, yeah. They're both unhappy, and they're not each other's equals. You know what I'm saying? They're just maybe on a list of credentials you might be, but when it comes to, like, spiritually and mentally and emotionally, they just don't be compatible.
Yeah, and that leads to the next one, which is someone is depending on you to be exactly who you are. Like, you may be constantly trying to chase something, but there, and because you may feel as though, like, okay, I'm looking for this person that ideally wants me to have all these things. And there could be somebody out there that is totally fine with who you are as an individual and could make you completely happy, but you may be ignoring that because you constantly feel as though you're missing something.
Right. It's life. Like, right now, I feel like I'm missing, like, 3 onion rings. Like, I'm so hungry right now.
I don't know what that has to do with black empowerment, but okay.
Oh, gosh, I'm so hungry. Okay, go ahead.
Next one. I think the next one, we've already mentioned this before, was, like, reading more. I think people need to read more. I think, I won't say a large number of us, but I think people are getting back to, like, obtaining knowledge.
Yeah, I remember more. When we first became good friends, I used to always bother you about reading books. Now, would you read a book? You'd be like, shh. But now you read books, so I think that shit is dope.
Yeah, I try. It's all about growth and progression.
Of course.
And not wearing two-tone durags.
And actually listening to me. Two-tone durags.
Next one.
Look at, see, you ain't shit. Ain't shit.
Next one was showing and sharing your emotions isn't a sign of weakness. And I don't think that's just a black thing. That's like a male behavior.
A male thing, yeah.
Yeah, because whenever you're born, the little baby, you go hurt yourself. Your parents automatically tell you, you know, don't cry. Mm-hmm. Don't do all of that. And over the years, as you get older, they just keep doing that to
like
you.
Like, little boys don't cry.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be weak. You're not supposed to show any signs of emotion or things of that nature. And that trickles down to when you actually get into, like, a serious relationship with somebody and you just completely have no ability to be compassionate at all, because it's like you don't even feel anything for yourself, let alone another person.
I know, well, a lot of my male friends, I specifically tell them I love them before I hang up the phone and they have to say it back.
Yes, and you've harassed me about that numerous times.
Like, you have to say it. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. Like, if I don't speak to someone, like, if this is the last conversation we ever have in life, I just want you to know that I love you. And it makes these dudes so uncomfortable to say back, and it's hilarious to me. And I'll be a brat. I'm not hanging up the phone, and I'll start just bitching.
Because a lot of times you don't hear it in your house.
Yeah.
Because my parents have never said it to each other.
Which is why I say it all the time, because sometimes people just need to hear that. They need to know. It makes people feel good.
Yeah, it's nice to know that somebody cares.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Next one was your mental health matters. And that's probably like a huge thing in the community. It's like, we had an episode dedicated to mental health.
Yeah, it's been like the new talk of social media in general. I feel like people are getting more open about it and talking about it. And trying, at least if they don't suffer from it, trying to understand their friends who may suffer, you know, from one of those mental illnesses. Like, when I talk about, you know, my anxiety and stuff like that, I really try to break it down and explain it to people. Like, I'm not handicapped, I'm not depressed, but I just have moments where it's like an out of body situation, towards I know I'm bugging the fuck out, but my body's like, we're still about to bug the fuck out anyway. Like, I don't care what you say. We're about to flip. And I'm just sitting there like, fuck it, let's just flip for like an hour and can we please get back to it? And I think if more men would just be, I think a lot of men have some, they need to go to therapy. A lot of men need to go to fucking therapy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because we got a lot of shit that we have to overcome.
Yeah, a lot of stuff they keep bottled up, and I've been talking to a few of my friends and like family members, like, yo, y'all niggas need to go to therapy. Like, I'm pretty sure your insurance might cover it. Figure it out.
That's
and just have someone
in the first place,
right? And if they don't, I don't know.
And hear about
talk to your grandmother.
He got rid of Obamacare, right?
I don't know.
He's trying to.
Not yet. I mean, I know they wanted to, but they didn't have anything in place of it.
I don't know. Well, get your therapy before they cut it off.
Facts. Well, go talk to your grandmother. She usually gives good advice.
Grandma's are forever wavy.
Yep.
Well, the next one was, living is an act of resistance. You're going to live, get out all of these dreams, and thrive.
Break that down, because I don't know what.
I think basically that one's saying is like, as long as you're here, like, do whatever it is that's going to appeal to your happiness. I think a lot of times we try to live in not even live in the shadow. We try to live for somebody else's expectations as opposed to what it is that we want.
Mm-hmm.
As black men, because like we've always been told, like, you know, you got to work twice as hard to get half of what other people may get. So it's like, you know, just do what you want, you know, like, especially that whole, you know, getting a college degree, getting a fancy job, like that model is kind of out the window. So it's like, just even if you still want to do that, even though you want to do that, still find a way that was like, all right, even in your spare time, you got to figure out what it is that's going to make you happy and pursue that in some sort of facet. I think that's what that one is trying to focus on.
So, black women are rating the highest in education.
Round of applause for that.
Yes.
Round of applause.
And I saw the little thing go across my Facebook. I didn't really click on the article then, but I like researched it later on. But black women are really fucking dope. Like, we're highest ranking education jobs. A lot of the black women are freaking partners at law firms and top doctors, and like they really doing their shit, and it makes me feel good. Like, I want to be an artist. I want to be a makeup artist. I want to do all that whimsical unicorns and bullshit. But then I have, you know, a very affluent black woman there too. So it makes me feel like it's enough room for everybody to do what it is that they want to do, and not feel like you're somewhat lacking. Because there's a lot of successful makeup artists out there who's doing really, really dope shit. So sometimes I feel like maybe I should have just stuck with it and kept going to medical school. Like, now, you know, you was dead like a year away. Why did you stop? And then it's kind of like, no, like, fucking happy.
Yeah.
And somebody
like,
else
like
is doing
I just
it.
Said, it's like, yo, do whatever the fuck makes you happy. And like, the whole old model of, like, you know, going to school, getting a good job, like, that shit is out the window. Like, that shit is, and that's not even a guarantee itself. So you may as well bet on yourself as opposed to bet on somebody else's dream.
And I feel like you really have to want to do it. Like, you really have to want that career. Because if you really 100% don't want it, it's just, you're not going to be happy when you get it, or you're just going to quit.
Yeah, I know people like that that I used to work with, which is why I had to do the whole, you know, entrepreneur, helping entrepreneur thing again, anymore. I kind of want to go back into it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to put myself in a position where I care about your craft more than you care about it.
Right.
So it's like, if you're going to pursue something, make sure that's actually something you want. Because if you really want to make it, it's going to require a lot of sacrifice and a lot of determination and a lot of hard work. And that's probably the biggest issue with people in our community, is that they don't want to put in the hard work. They just feel as though they do a little shit here and there.
Like,
they shit supposed to just blow up overnight. Like, no. Everybody that you see, you know, going to all these exotic islands on vacation.
They
and
started
all these,
from somewhere.
Yeah, they started from somewhere and they put in years of hard work. Like, you can't just assume because everybody else is popping, like, you just gotta start popping off the rip. Like, yeah. No. But we'll see what happens.
Hopefully. I think it'll turn out good. I think we are strong people. Like, no matter what is put in front of us, I feel like we're always resilient. Yeah. No matter what the situation is. It's going to be the most horrible, heart-wrenching situation.
The proof is in history. Every generation has dealt with some shit, and we've always overcome the odds, so we could just we'll just do it again.
So why do you think we don't support each other as far as our endeavors and like careers and business? And
it's twofolded.
Mm-hmm.
One, we have to do a better job at being professionals. Because there's a whole bunch of situations where we are lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally, whether it's not opening up our shops on time, delays with orders, a lot of times it should be fraud. Like, I remember, I forgot the dude's name. He was like a painter or whatever. I don't know if you remember, like, he was like painting like little fishes on like Lambos and designer bags and whatnot. He was like, he reached a point where he was like doing stuff for Fab. He was doing stuff for Teyana Taylor.
Oh, okay. Yep. I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had like a little French bulldog that he was always running around with.
I remember now. Yep.
Yeah. Like, he was dope. He was talented. But I believe he was running some sort of scam where like he was selling these t-shirts that allegedly was hand painted. And people would place orders. Like, he would show like his PayPal. He would take a screenshot of like his PayPal going through, and he would make like $10,000-$15,000 a day, and then he would just vanish off social media.
Whoa.
Nobody got their orders. Nobody got email responses or anything back. And some people actually got orders, and it actually wasn't hand painting. It was like screen printed from like a factory from China. So
no,
it was like
way.
Shit like that is what will discourage Black people from purchasing Black, period. Like, all it takes is one experience, regardless of where you're going.
Because I feel like you already have a negative, not a negative, but I'm not so positive.
Especially if you're buying from online.
I'm a little scared when I buy anything online, no matter who the person is.
Yeah,
I'm
so
nervous.
You already feel a way if you're buying some shit online, and then you don't get your shit, then it's like, oh, well,
see,
fuck
this is why.
All y'all.
Right.
So it's like, first, we gotta be better professionally when it comes to like managing our business. And this is exactly why I was trying to help people with that, because a lot of people, you know, it's a lot just to run your own business by yourself.
Tell me about it.
So if you wanna be, you know, narrow minded to the point where it's like, okay, I gotta do everything. But it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice. And you may not know everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you need to have supportive people around you in order to help you, you know, lay a solid foundation to your business. This is why I was trying to help people, you know, you focus on what it is you specialize in and all the business, other aspects of the business I'll worry about, because one, I already have the experience, and two, you ain't got to worry about it because I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't do that. They just try to figure shit out on themselves, or they try to go a cheaper route. And that usually doesn't work out too well for them. So that's one. And then two is, I think you've mentioned this before, it's like people that are college educated usually value hard work more than somebody that isn't. So when they see somebody that, you know, especially somebody that's accessible to them, like we live in the same area, or I know where you came up from, it's like, I'm not spending my money with you. I don't, like Fab said, they want to see you do good, but never better than them.
Never better than them.
So it's like, I don't want to spend my money with you. Or if they do want to spend your money, it's like, yo, let's go with a discount. Like, that's the shit that kills me the most. It's like, my price is my price for a reason.
I beef with people all the time about that shit. Like, My makeup primer is $40 and you want me to charge you $60?
Yeah, like people think like you trying to beat somebody over the head.
Yeah.
It's like, no, there's logistics that are involved with this. Like, there's materials, there's labor, there's time, there's travel, whatever it is that you specialize in.
A lot goes into that.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into, you may think this shit is fucking easy. And if it was that easy,
you would
have done
it
yourself. Exactly. But the problem, for whatever reason, is like this lack of respect for the fellow man, fellow black man, fellow black woman, when it comes to like supporting their own. And then those be the ones that be quick to be talking about unity and all this other shit. But then if you look at all the other groups, the Jews, the Muslims, the Indians or whoever, the Asians, they stick together, they spend their money. They're not going to the fucking bodega to negotiate on prices. Like, no, they pay whatever the price is. If they don't want to pay it, they just walk out.
Right.
Like, I'd rather you just tell me or not even pay as opposed to you asking for a discount. Because then it's like, you don't respect my work, you don't respect my labor and things. Like, you don't do that.
And I appreciate all my friends who I actually work with on like jobs and like gigs and stuff like that, who never ask for a discount. They never not once open their mouths and ask for a discount.
Yeah, like this dude the other day was trying to buy a jacket off of me for Oliver in New York, and he was like, yo, let's go with a discount. I'm like,
if you don't go,
it's like, yo, like,
if you don't get
I try to remain calm in all situations.
You should never ask. It should be offered. You know, like,
when, yeah, like
I have no problem with giving people, you know, a slight discount. I'll be like, all right, well, I got you. Don't worry about, I'll handle this part of it. You just make sure you got that money for this part. Or don't worry about the traveling fee because you're the homie. I got you. Like, don't even worry about it. Because I know when I get there, you're going to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times with my clients, I send them gifts. I ask them for their addresses. Mm-hmm. And when they least suspect it, they get a little gift in the mail. And that means I appreciate you. I appreciate your business. I appreciate you supporting me because a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
And it's constant. It's constant, you know?
Or at least, okay, let's say you don't even got it like that. At least wait until the discount is offered in some facet. If it's sent via email or it's advertised on social media. If there's no discount being offered, there's a reason why.
Right. There isn't one. I don't know why people feel so comfortable to just ask that.
Yeah, you don't go in fucking Barney's and ask for a discount.
I be telling that all the time. Like, when you go get your hair done, you get your hair done and you pay. You don't ask for no discount. So don't ask me for one. I don't know what it is exactly. People think the only thing I do is makeup, but that's not the only thing that I do. I'm working on a lot of other stuff too. And I just don't want to be a makeup artist. I want to be a businesswoman. So I handle myself as a businesswoman. I take certain jobs strategically. And I turn down a lot of jobs because I want people to see me in a certain light. I don't want to, quote unquote, be that makeup artist that'll come through to your crib and be drinking with you and smoking with you and doing your makeup for $60. That's not me. If you're looking for that, I'm sorry. Like, that's not me.
Yeah, and that goes back with the professionalism. It's like, you got to respect your craft first and foremost. Because if you don't respect your craft, then you never gonna get respect out here. You always gonna be looked at as just a little, whatever your title is.
Mm-hmm.
You're never gonna be credible enough to the point where you can venture out and do bigger things because you're just gonna always be known as just like the little local whoever.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't respect your craft, then you don't deserve to be on any plateau.
And I had a client, she was a new client. She was like, but your social media, you're not really on it. I said, no, because I have pictures of my work, and if you want to see it, I can send it to you. I can send you the whole portfolio. You can look through it, and you know, you see what you like. But at the same time, I don't want to be an Instagram makeup artist either. In that sense, I get you can use that as an outlet to show your work, but the big money really comes from when I network with people, and they really get to sit down and talk to me, and we really chat it up. Because you can look at a picture, and it should be mad nice. And then when I do your makeup, that should be trash. Yeah, that should look trash.
They got a lot of apps out there.
Yeah, I saw an app to where you could take a picture of yourself and you could pick how you want your makeup to look on your own face and post a picture. Like, I sit down with my clients with my iPad and we go through, we look at the pictures, everything. You know, I want that connection with my clients. I want them to continue to come to me. I don't want it to be a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I move differently than most people. That's just it.
So do you think there's like, who do you think has it harder than black men or black women?
I think we both have it equally harder, and I wish we would get to a point where we stop saying who have the hardest. Although I sometimes think black women have it just a little bit harder, mainly because it's like, for me personally, It's a lot of situations where shout out to my other best friend Mike Kill hit me up and we'll talk about like a whole bunch of things. And he be like, damn Naeem, I feel kinda bad for you. Like, I don't want a daughter. I'm like, why not? He goes, because you have it really fucking hard. We have to worry about, you know, not only other cultures and races looking at us a certain way, like we're ghetto and you know, we're dirty or we're uneducated or we're stupid. Then I got my own fellow black man looking at me that way, so that hurts, you know what I'm saying, even more. And then it's like I have to compete in a way with these other women who don't look nothing like me in order to feel like I guess I'm beautiful in a sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and then I'm a woman on top of being black. So now fighting for certain jobs and making sure I'm equal in pay and, you know, I have to dress a certain way so I don't look too sexy in front of this man and I don't make this woman, you know, I don't offend her when I walk past. It just be a lot of bullshit at once. It's just always something to think about, and I don't know if that's all black women, but for me, I think about every little thing.
I think it's all.
Yeah, I think about every little thing, because it's like if I'm portrayed this way to one person, I wonder how this person gonna look at me. Not that I really care, but sometimes it does pique my interest. Like, I wonder how they kind of see it, because I don't see it this way. So, do I come off this way a little bit? And I bring that up a lot. Like, before we even started recording, I was like, yeah, they're going to be like, here come Naeem with that ignorance again. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of times we dull down our intelligence to make people feel a little bit more comfortable. I know I do that sometimes. Sometimes I, depending on who I'm around, I know they might not relate to me in that way. So I feel like I have to kind of like, not dumb it down, but put in layman's terms. Yeah, switch it up a little bit. I find myself having to do that a lot. I was on a train last night and this guy was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. He's like, how do you text with those long nails? I was like, the same way you text, see? And I put my phone out and I was showing him texting a message. It's just like one of those things towards, I felt like he was looking at me, oh, she a black girl with long, colorful nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's not colorful, but she's another black girl with long nails. She got makeup on. I should look kind of expensive. Oh, she's that kind. But never would he look at me and I guess
think luxury or class
or intelligence. Yeah. Brilliant.
He just think you another chick from Brownsville.
Stop. I wish people stop saying that you from Brownsville. That shit really be irking me. Y'all mad annoying. All right.
Well, the only reason why I asked that is because like with the other, thing about black men that I saw another one where it was like 10 ways you could support black women. And it's like we said earlier, it's like black women get beat up, quote unquote, on a daily basis, especially on social media. So it's like we really need to start developing ways where it's like, we gotta show the same amount of support that they always show us is the same amount of support we should show them.
I don't know why it's not like that. I saw a picture and it's like, oh, it was a picture of a thicker white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, yeah, black girls need to get y'all shit together because once she learn how to fry chicken, it's over for y'all.
Because again, like I said, dudes be saying dumb shit just for likes and retweets.
And that right there would make you feel some type of way, like, oh shit, I'm not good enough. And then hits like, everybody go run into the plastic surgeon to get this shit sucked out and that tucked.
Like, there was a picture, we had her on the show before, Tabria. There was a picture that she became a meme on, where she was like, she was in a bikini, sitting down. Anybody that seen Tabria, she's a very curvy girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have a flat stomach, which is totally fine. Whatever keeps her happy.
Her stomach looks flat as hell to me.
She doesn't have I don't know. Maybe it's gotten flatter over the time.
Maybe she doesn't have it. Maybe they mean she doesn't have abs, but she has a nice body. She's nice.
She was in a bikini. She was sitting somewhere, and wherever how she was sitting, like you could see like her rolls or her stomach like start to overlap.
Yeah, a little chicho.
Yeah, and like they had like some sort of mean talk about like you know, I would never date a girl this big and this shit.
Are you
shit,
serious?
Like, yeah, they had a meme like that was going around. And then there was like this was probably one of the few times that I actually saw like that support of black women, where there was multiple men that was reposting that same thing, and it was like, bruh, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you,
right?
But that right there is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
So it was like, you got dudes that just being dickheads just for the
for
fact
no
of
reason.
Being a dickhead.
And they be the ugliest, shortest shrimp dick ones out there. But whatever.
I don't know, y'all. Like I said, well, let me get into that whole supporting black women thing really quickly. Like, the first one was like we just mentioned, stop slandering their natural features. Like, yo, whatever shape she comes in, that's the shape she comes in. If she's not attractive to you, then just keep it moving. There's no reason for you to comment. There's no reason for you to say anything, post a picture. Like the Tabria situation.
Going
you
could have
just
easily,
yeah, like you could have just easily, you saw the picture. That's not your type. You like petite women. Keep it moving. The fact that you went above and beyond to repost it with a caption, you know, it's just unnecessary.
Tabria lit. I was shopping for a dress the other day, and I saw her on the website. I was like, oh shit, bitch. Get it. Fitting about that dress right now. Just because she had it on.
The next one was respect their choices. Like, if she wants to wear natural hair, it's like, there's no definite, what's the term, model, like how
what a black woman is.
Yeah, like what a woman's, just woman, period, let alone black women. Like, this, she shouldn't have a specific body shape, she shouldn't have a specific hair, she want to be natural, she want to wear weave, that's really none of your fucking business.
Right.
So just keep on pushing. And then, next one was, like, just plainly just listen. I think that's probably the biggest issue, is that they don't listen. People just don't listen in general. They listen to respond. They don't actually listen to comprehend. So a lot of times, black women be having a lot of thoughtful shit to say, and dudes just are fucking in a whole nother world because they not really listening. They just out here just thinking of their next response as opposed to what it is that woman is trying to educate them on at that moment.
I'm just exhausted. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm exhausted by being a black woman.
I won't say I've ever been exhausted.
I don't know if, maybe exhausted is the wrong word, but I
Well, no,
up.
I get what you're saying. It's like, you have to wake up and know, like, okay, X amount of things may happen today
right.
because of the color of your skin and who you are.
Not even, it's, yeah, I guess that's it. For me, it's more stereotype.
Yeah, that you don't fit.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, whatever quote unquote stereotypes you may fit could be applied to anybody of any race.
And then it's more so, you know, where I work at too. I have with a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I find myself saying, this is why they look at us the way they do. And it's kind of fucked up, but it's just like,
it makes sense though.
This is why. And like, you don't want to be associated with certain. For me, sometimes like, I don't want to. I'm not who going. I'm not going. I'm not going. I don't want to go out with you because I don't want that kind of energy around me. I don't want people staring at me a certain way, and maybe passing judgments about me because of the way you choose to behave. And it's nothing wrong with it. That's how you want to be you. But I just don't want that around me. I go out with certain people, and they're just way too hood, and they're just way too just.
Like,
just
they don't have no behavior, no sense.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know how to be in a public setting.
Right.
Like, so
I shouldn't even say too hood. I should just say their manners.
Yeah, like, there's
they
a difference
like
between
manners.
Having fun and then just being out of control.
Right. And sometimes I feel like certain people are out of control, and I'm like, I'm not showing up.
Yeah, because they're trying to make that out of control as is, we just lit.
Yeah, and sometimes I have to explain to them, like, listen, you're too loud. Like, why are you so loud? Like, relax. And they're like, that's because I'm from here. It don't matter where you're from. I was born and raised in Brownsville for 15 years. And every school I went to, my mother sent me further and further away from the hood. She made sure me and my sister were in different activities and programs. So it don't matter where you're from. Like, get your shit right.
At the end of the day, you choose to be what kind of individual you are.
Correct.
And then the crazy thing is like, you'll have people that act out like that. And then there are people that they consider like role models are people who act in a complete opposite manner in terms of how they act. So it's like,
what the fuck?
You got a little bit of an identity crisis going on. Like, you don't know who the fuck you want to be.
Oh my God, I almost died just now.
No, don't do that on air.
Not this time. I'll tell Zach to cut the tape and then I'll go die. Then I'll probably come back to life and keep recording.
So I guess before we wrap up, I guess the last thing we want to touch on is, like, I guess black culture and, like, white appropriation. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Me personally, like, I've never felt, like, I've seen it from female's perspective, but I've never seen it from, like, a male perspective.
Because dudes are just mad fucking chill. Like, females, they go above and beyond.
Yeah.
They go above and beyond sometimes.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like when they ask me about my wigs, and then when I come to work and I'll have my wig on, they see my real hair, they're like, oh my God, your hair's so long. Yes, bitch, I put the wig on because I didn't want to do my fucking hair.
Like the only one I constantly see, and some people may hate me for this, is like the whole glorification of like Kim Kardashian. Like that's the shit that fucking kills me.
Bro, and she's not black or Latina. She's neither one.
Like the glorification shit just really boggles my mind. Cause I know a few females that like, it's God, my mother, Kim Kardashian.
Right. I remember I was a little bit smaller and I worked for Tommy Hilfiger and I was one of the only curvy girls in there. Like I had a really, my waist was small and my stomach was flat and they used to call me Kim K all the time.
Yeah, I don't get
it. I'd be like, listen, I was born with this shit. I ain't trying to copy her. But I guess for them, that's the only person they could equate curves to at the time who was as popular. And mm-hmm. I mean, I was a black girl working for Tommy Hilfiger.
Isn't he racist?
Yeah, but listen.
You ain't know.
I knew.
But the check was nice.
You know, Tommy, he paid.
But you seen that meme of... the meme of...
$85 an hour to build a wall? Listen, let me tell you something. The way them student loans looking, I might have to put a mask on my face and show up and act like I wasn't there.
I'll fucking turn into Tim the Toolman Taylor. $85. I'll turn into Tim the Toolman Taylor for $85 an hour.
Start scratching like Tyrone Biggs. Like, how much you said to build that wall,
That wall
sir?
Gonna be done in a day. Fuck that.
Not even taking my time. Accumulate some bread.
But yeah, that's probably like the only one that I would see is like the glory. Like everything she does is like a trend, or whatever any of the sisters do is like a trend. And like now I see the thing is like, especially from like the Hispanic women, like I mentioned before, like how Hispanic women say they don't date Hispanic men. Now the thing is like, because Kim K is now with a black man, that's how they look up to their relationship. Like, I want a black, dark skinned man who dresses me, or who's stylish, and he does all this other shit, and I'm like...
But here's the thing, if you want to date a black man or any man in any kind of culture, learn about your black man and his history. That's my problem. You can date whoever you want, but don't sit up here and talk about how you date a black man. You don't know shit what it means to be a black male, or anything about his history or his culture. Because black people will sit down and we'll actually try to learn and figure out, what do you do? Like, what are your customs? What, you know, we want to know certain things so we can understand. But the other way around, that shit really happens. Because there's no reason why I have to sit here and I got to explain to you what certain shit is. But you telling me you've been dating black men for like 15, 20 years. And on that note...
So do you think we have any solutions, really quick?
I feel like you kind of made a joke that people have identity crisis. I think once people figure out who they are themselves, they can learn to appreciate other people. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as you hate yourself for how you look, your skin, your hair, you're always going to look at the next person and feel like they might be just as ugly as you because they have the same thing as you. Mm-hmm. The hair's the same. Oh, you shouldn't have hair like that, snappy. Your nose kind of big, you know? So until you love who you are and your people around you, you will never appreciate your fellow man, and you will never appreciate, you will glorify things that are different from you that you think are beautiful. Mm-hmm. I can see the beauty in almost everyone. I'm going to say everybody, everyone.
That's a strong almost for me. Strong almost.
But yeah, I think we have to learn to appreciate ourselves more and want to learn about our history. There's so many dope black people in history who's done things that every day. I'm like, wait, what? The black person did that?
Yeah, like we're more than just the, I forgot his name. What was it? George Washington Carver. Like we're more than just, yeah, we're more than just making peanut butter.
Peanut butter, hella
like that's not the only thing that happened in Black History Month. Peanut butter is lit, but still, like, we are more than just that. There's a whole bunch of shit.
And we have
a
lot of movies.
I think
they can watch.
There's plenty of stuff to read, to watch online. But I think slowly but surely we're in the right path. I think we're getting there where it's like the positive is starting to outweigh the negative more.
Yes.
You're not on Tumblr, but on Tumblr they'll have like blackout day where like people would just post selfies of themselves to like show the appreciation of like who they are, their skin tone, their hair, things of that nature. And on Twitter they have like Fine Woman Friday, so you see various women of all colors, sizes and shapes and things of that nature. So I think slowly we get in there where it's more love for the fellow person and just more love for everything black, regardless of where you came from, how you got here, what you look like. I think we're getting there. It's gonna take time, but I think we're getting there.
Well, I guess I'll see y'all when y'all get there.
So you already there? Everybody just late to the party?
I'm halfway there. Jesus. Halfway there. I'm like 80% there. I still have shit that I need to work on too.
We all do. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
We and always feel, growing. We never go. We're perfectly imperfect.
As long as you can admit that, you'll be alright.
Yeah, we all got shit we want to change, and we're always constantly growing and progressing, and we always learning new shit. So whatever you may believe in yesterday, you may not believe in tomorrow. So yeah, we'll get there.
And this is just the first episode of On Black Everything Month. On Black Everything Month. I like how that sounds. I don't know why I got so excited.
You always get so excited randomly.
I know. I guess that's the great thing about me and me. I find the happiness and joys in like the tiniest things.
That could be appreciated.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, this has been Sophisticated Ignorance. I am Naima Simone.
And I am Steven. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow us on our social medias. It's going to be in the bio. Make sure you tell your friends to tune into the show. And just, you know,
and
support.
Leave comments, because I'm actually taking the time to actually write back to y'all, and some of this should be kind of funny. So definitely leave comments underneath the episodes when you listen to it. You
yes,
can ask
comments.
Me random questions, and I'm gonna answer you back.
Yeah.
So
but
just
most
do
importantly,
that.
Yeah, just to make sure to subscribe to the show on SoundCloud and iTunes. That's the only way the show gets bigger and better and gets more viewers. So we keep giving y'all dope shit every week.
Of course. And with that being said, have a blessed week. We'll be talking to you right before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
So we'll be talking to y'all about all that good shit. What gifts to get your girl, your man.
Yeah, all the tricks of the trade to do in the bedroom.
Yeah, so have a blessed week. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We out.